Natalka Malnicki is with Alberta Environment and Parks, and she joins us on the line today. Thank you very much, Natalka, for joining us. We've received a lot of reports around the area, I guess the entire, pretty much, of northwestern Alberta, that bears have been spotted. Comments, please, just a little bit of an icebreaker on the fact that the bears are around.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for having me, Keith. First of all, thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, bears are definitely awake. So it is spring in Alberta, mixed with snow and warm weather, and bears have woken up from their winter slumber. And as you know, bears need a lot of calories, so they're going to be out and about looking for food and things to eat. And yeah, we're happy to talk about some key things that people can do to make sure that they're bear aware and bear smart over this long weekend and throughout the whole summer.
Being bear safe, I've seen the signs around campgrounds, pretty much all the campgrounds throughout northern Alberta. Being bear safe is very much paramount, especially when you are out in the woods. But why do we not take it into consideration that the bears are around and they're searching?
Oh, for sure. So we should be bear smart not only when we're out hiking in the backcountry, but also when we're camping, when we're living in our own homes, when we're working on the landscape. Bears are potentially everywhere. So some of the key points of being bear aware, bear smart is being aware of your surroundings. So, you know, if you're hiking in the woods, not listening to music, but being loud, keeping your eyes out for toppled logs where bears might be searching for ants, or you know, pull down bushes where they're eating berries. Being loud so that they can hear you before you see them, and it's not going to be any conflict. The big thing to remember is to store your food and garbage where bears cannot access them. You want to make sure that you don't want to habituate these bears. You don't want to get them used to being close to people, because that's when we have conflicts. So be sure that you're not sharing your food with the bears around you, and keeping it stored properly, including pet food, including bird seeds, because those are all attractants for bears for sure.
I'm guessing the common theme is do not feed the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
so to speak. Sometimes it's a rare occasion, but we might, as I say, or as you say as well, we might be hiking out in the backwoods, we might be camping, we might be doing some things in the woods where we might end up spotting a bear. What is the best strategy when that happens?
Yeah, so if you're spotting a bear and they haven't seen you, the best strategy is to keep close with your group. You don't want to spook the bear. Make sure, even before you've seen the bear, make sure your animals, your pets are on leash. If you have your dog running loose, it could cause some more conflicts with the bears. So keep together as a group and just calmly, slowly move away. So you don't want to be spooking the bears. Often they'll notice you, they'll smell you before they even see you, and they'll just wander off on their way. If you're not making any noise, you know, when you're hiking, you should make some noise, because that way you won't have to deal with them. If you've scared a bear and they're bluff charging you, don't run. So that's a key thing to remember, is not to run, because if you run, the bears might think that you are prey and they're going to want to chase you. Most likely they're bluff charging because you've startled them. You want to be big, you want to be loud, you want to show that you're not prey, and most likely they're going to move off and just walk back slowly. So again, keeping together as a group. The key thing is to have bear spray with you. If you're out in the backcountry, always have it on your belt, easy to access, know how to use it. I'm not saying to practice using bear spray at home, but know the techniques, watch some videos, there's lots of stuff that you can find online, and just be prepared to use it if you do have an encounter with the bear.
That's a good point you bring up here, Natalka, is with pets around, not necessarily being on leashes, but and perhaps maybe having some pet food around, which could give off a little bit of an odor. How attracting is that to a bear that the unfortunate may occur.
So pet food is the same as human food, right? It's seen as an attractant. So if you're leaving your pet food out at your campsite or at your home, if you're out in acreage somewhere, it could attract any animals, including bears, to your site. And again, it habituates those bears and gets them used to being around people, which can cause conflicts. So making sure that you're putting your food out for your dog or your cat when they're eating, and then you're putting it away, including at the campsite. You don't want to have anything close to where you're sleeping. You want to have everything stored, at least if you can, 100 meters away from your campsite or in your car, including if you're hunting. That's a whole other, ball game, because there's obviously attractants there. A lot of precautions need to be taken. But if you do have an animal, well, I have a dog, so I understand what it's like. You always just want to let them loose. It's much easier that way than holding onto the leash. But if you're in bear country, you really do want to keep them leashed, because they can startle a bear and then run back towards you to safety and bring that bear with them. So you'd really just want to keep sure they're on a leash at all times.
That's another good point you bring up here, Natalka, is the fact that we're in the back country here, whether it be pets or whether it be humans, whether it be both, whatever the case is. But I know this is out in left field a little bit, but how common is the misconception of the fact that we are in the bear's territory and not the other way around?
For sure. This is all bear country, really. Bears, including here in the Peace River, we sometimes have bears coming into town. There's a lot of attractants here. The bears have always been here. It's not like they're encroaching on our space. We're kind of encroaching on their space. So we have to be respectful of that. And if we're respectful towards them, they'll be respectful towards us. And of course, conflict will happen, and obviously calling Fish and Wildlife if there are issues is the way to go. And having and being prepared, being aware, right? Being aware if you're seeing signs of bears in an area, you're seeing fresh tracks, you're seeing fresh scat, like I said, logs being tipped over looking for ants, then you're going to be on guard, right? Watching for those bears, because it is their habitat.
Natalka Malnicki is with Alberta Environment and Parks. And Natalka, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me. And just for folks listening, there's lots more information on our website. If you look up Bear Smart and Alberta Bear Smart Program, there's some really good guidelines and guidebooks that can be found online. So lots of information there as well.
Natalka, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, Keith.